it's hard to say just how prevalent cockfighting is in Miami-Dade County, but it certainly is something that is a robust underground activity, right? I mean, it's a cultural thing. It's something that's been in South Florida for generations, and something that comes with a lot of the Hispanic immigrants that come to this country. And it's something that in countries like Cuba and Puerto Rico are not seen as illegal. But because it's illegal, it's hard to know exactly how many there are. But it's certainly something that, you know, police have made arrests on in the past, and has certainly been the focus of groups like the Animal Recovery Mission.
And what is this group, the Animal Recovery Mission? Who are they, and who are they affiliated with?
So Animal Recovery Mission is a group that was started by a man by the name of Richard Cotto, and he used to work with the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And they've sort of fashioned themselves as a, you know, real gung-ho, take action type of group that goes undercover and gets videos and does investigations into illegal slaughterhouses, illegal cockfighting rings. They've had a lot of high-profile successes, and they've, of course, sort of become media darlings too. They're always willing to take out reporters to their sanctuary where they have their animals that have been rescued, and, you know, high visibility, high profile animal rescue group in South Florida.
And so this particular case was about a suspected cockfighting ring in Southwest, I believe, Miami-Dade. And tell us just briefly about what happened. You know, that I guess police had arrived, but now there are not going to be any charges.
So there's been friction between Animal Recovery Mission and law enforcement in various counties across the state. And a lot of it has to do with some of the tactics that they employ. There's been questions about the legality of the undercover videos that they're doing, the tactics they employ, even the way they carry themselves. So Cotto himself and also some of the members of his group are wearing all black, sort of tactical gear, kind of basically uniforms, masks. You know, they look no different than a police tactical squad.
And they were also claiming that the possible tampering with evidence, not working with cops.
The issue of working with law enforcement has become the biggest issue, because they do not want to work with law enforcement directly. They want to do their investigation, then turn it over to the police and allow them to do to basically put the bow on the top and get it, you know, get an arrest and then take credit for it. So they have refused to be supervised by police detectives the same way any sort of confidential informant or cooperating witness might be run by the police department. It allows for more of a measure of safety and oversight, make sure there are no sort of blurring of the lines, there's no tampering with evidence, there's no trespassing, there's no entrapment or editing of videos in a way that would be misleading. So a lot of this is stuff that's been sort of bubbling behind the surface in various counties for years, and it kind of just sort of came to head with this case.